A specific Western furniture style was born in Cody, and for the past 30 years, furniture lovers have tried to spread the style beyond the West by holding yearly furniture expositions around Cody. Those expositions are filled with Cody's unique style, which is a rustic Old West approach, like you might have found in the early 1900s. And only when the community lost the exposition did they realize what an impact it had on the local economy. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska has more.
Most people in Cody, like Jimmy Covert, contribute this style to Thomas Molesworth, who lived and worked in Cody in the 1930s.
Typical Molesworth chair, it'll have a pole legs, of course, usually fir legs. It'll have a routed arrow maybe on the front of the chair. It'll be a wooden chair with a padded leather inserted seat.
Covert is a furniture maker. The discovery of Molesworth, who had a vast history in Cody building Western furniture, made some consider Cody to be the Western furniture style capital of the world. And off of this momentum, a group of local furniture makers started the Western Design Conference in 1991.
Actually, we knew that if we didn't start a show, somebody else would. And it was to draw people to Cody.
And it did draw people to Cody. Cody became known as the place to discover this unique style. It started with local furniture makers and eventually included artisans from around the country. It was a success story, but for some reason not profitable.
The shows never would make money. That show was never able to do more than, I think one year we made $2,000.
Because of this, in 2003, the conference was sold to Western Interiors and Design and moved to Jackson. The former associate director of the Center of the West, Wally Reber, says they felt the loss quickly.
Then Cody had an empty spot for Western Design that the center stepped up and filled, the center and the community.
Reber says community leaders decided to try again.
A time for us to really move forward with Western decorative arts. So we gathered a group together of local supporters, local builders, and put on our response to the loss of the Western Design Conference.
Since then, there has been some kind of iteration of the Western Design Conference in Cody, the current one, by Western Hands, which started in 2015. To be more successful, they went beyond just a furniture show. Jeannie Mayshak is participating in a woodworking workshop at this year's event. She's from Red Lodge, Montana, and says the impact is felt throughout the region.
They fly into Billings, drive through Red Lodge, they fly into Cody, they make a trip to Red Lodge for the day. So something like this is great for the economy of the whole area.
She's glad that Cody changed its mind.
When the Western Design Conference kind of went away for a while over to Jackson, I think it was a huge loss for Cody. I really feel like bringing a lot of this back here and having it grow is really important for Cody.
Western Hands organizers are trying to do even more than just a conference. Denny Hammer is the interim executive director. They are building a permanent facility where there will be a gallery, museum, and workshop area open year-round.
And then off to the right here, what this area will be is a workspace so that we can put on demonstrations.
It's all part of the effort to make Cody the Western furniture capital of the world again. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.